I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and this is the 24th total episode. 24th episode. I didn't think we'd even get to 24. I thought we were still going to be at 5 from last spring. However, we carried it on, came back, and finally got the podcast going again. And now we're here in our third season, 7th episode, and I have no one around me. That's right. I have no one around me. This is just me today. I was supposed to have an interview scheduled for this week. However, things got busy. I just didn't have the time. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation between me and the audience. I feel like I never really had a proper, you know, intro episode. Kind of just jumped right into the Cavs, jumped right into, I think, March Madness, and also jumped right into the Super Bowl prediction, which I was wrong, but my Saints will make it next year. I still have hope. Kellen Moore, Derek Carr, AK, we have a squad, and also Chris Olave. Hopefully they can get it done next year. But I feel like I never really made an intro episode. I always felt like, you know, I jumped right into things. So this is why I'm here right now. So long story short, I'm going to make this a quick episode. I'm not really going to dive into too much, but I just kind of want to talk about, you know, why I started this podcast. What are my goals for this podcast? And I think I was going to say what episodes I have planned, what kind of previews I have. But first and foremost, thank you for all the love and support everyone has shown. It's been a blessing. I mean, 24 episodes, the amount of views we've gotten, the amount of love, the amount of listens. Even if you, you know, listen for 1 second, even if you click on the Instagram page and don't like the post, you're still taking time and effort out of the day to at least check out the podcast. That means so much to me. I mean, I'm just doing this all for fun, not doing it for the money, not doing it for anything like that. I'm just doing it because I just love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories, their backgrounds, and their journeys. And this is what it's all about. And this is what I love. And hopefully, you know, this podcast can make an impact on someone's day. Hopefully make things better. You know, I know a lot of people are going through things, and, you know, times get tough, times get hard, but, you know, we're having these conversations, talking to one another, brings awareness, you know. And I have no script. I have no questions. I have no paper in front of me. I'm kind of just going right off the top of my head. So I was out last Saturday with some friends, and, you know, I saw my friend Jack. Shout out Jack, if you're ever tuning in, bro. Appreciate you. So, you know, Jack's like, hey, I just, you know, checked out the podcast, gave you a follow. You know, you're doing a great job with it. I said, thanks, Jack. You know, it means a lot to me. And he asked me, he said, why'd you start making this podcast? Like, how'd you, like, get into it? And I kind of, you know, thought for a little bit. I was like, I just love hearing people's stories. But, you know, I feel like that's the answer that most people would give. The reason why I started this podcast was because I love trying new things. So first, when I was little, me and my best friends, shout out Philip, shout out JB, we used to make Minecraft episodes. No, we did not post them. Shout out Jimmy too, but we made Minecraft episodes, would film them on our iPod through our mics. Didn't have the proper equipment. We didn't know how to work that stuff. But we just showed our houses, showed what we built, and just all of that, you know, creative stuff in Minecraft that kids did back then. And we thought it was awesome. Like, we loved it because, you know, we took the game so serious. You know, when you're little, you know, you're just having fun, but, you know, you're trying to beat the Ender Dragon. You're trying to, you know, level up in those games. And that's what we did. And we, you know, came home from school and watched those Minecraft videos, watched those Minecraft YouTubers. I mean, Minecraft was so popular back then. Everyone loved it, and it still is popular. So that's what we did. I love trying new things. And I even made a Lego Minecraft. No, it wasn't Lego Minecraft. It was Lego football. So my mom and my dad bought me these Lego Saints players, right? I made a 2-minute movie out of it, and it was like Drew Brees dropping back, and the guy caught the ball in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. It was awesome. I have no clue how I did that, but I just tried out new things, and I love doing new things. So that was one thing that I always enjoyed. What else did I do after that? So after that, I kind of got into drawing. I love drawing. I drew, I think in 2013, I drew all 64 logos for March Madness, and they were perfect. Like, I'm not kidding you. They were awesome. I think I still have them. Hopefully mom and dad, hopefully you guys saved those. But that was awesome. I mean, I just took the time. I would sit and draw for hours. I just loved, you know, thinking outside the box, doing new things, staying innovative, staying creative. And then I would build things too. I built a paper baseball stadium out of markers, out of Legos, out of everything. Like, it was awesome. Built it with tape, paper straws, even had fans in the stadium. It was super cool. Even built the Krusty Krab from SpongeBob out of paper. I don't know how I did that, but I did. I just love doing things like that. Then my senior year of high school, I kind of got into the sports card world. After my basketball season, I kind of didn't know where I was, going to go next. Basketball was kind of like my whole identity. A lot of people knew me from playing basketball, so I kind of had to think outside the box and, expand my hobbies, expand what I was going to do. So me and my best friend, shout out Shane, shout out Taco, we really got into the sports card world, and that was awesome. I mean, it was super expensive at times. We went to shows, conventions, we did everything. Super expensive, but man, was it a blast. We loved it. We had a great time. Met so many great people through the hobby. Even saw, the same people at card shows. Stayed in touch with some of them. So that was super cool. I even made a sports card Instagram account. Did all that stuff. Opened up packs on YouTube for my previous videos. I mean, you could see all those in there. But man, that was awesome. It was a blessing. And, the places that we went, traveled a lot to these shows. And yeah, it was awesome. It was a great experience. But my love for the sports card just kind of fell off a little bit. I still have a ton at home. Mom and Dad, I know you want me to get rid of those. And yes, I will get rid of those 100%. My end goal with that, I don't know what I really wanted to do with that, but I know the end goal is to get a Drew Brees autograph card. So hopefully one day I can get that, and that would be the best collection ever. That would make all of those years pay off from card collecting. But yes, I will definitely get rid of those cards for sure. But yeah, so then after that, I think that was from my senior year to I think my sophomore year of college. I stopped and I just didn't do sports cards anymore. However, every family holiday have to open up sports cards. So that's the one time I'll do it, but not on camera. Just to spend time with family. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Then after that, I kind of had this YouTube channel and I was like, I don't really know what to do with it. I mean, I could keep posting basketball content. I can keep doing this stuff. I think around that time I had like 1.2K followers on YouTube. And I was like, okay, maybe I can incorporate this with some basketball. Posted some YouTube shorts and those went viral. So I ended up getting to like 1.6K, which was sweet. So after, the sports card stuff that went on, I kind of stopped at the end of my sophomore year. And then eventually I found, Club 520 podcast with Jeff Teague and his crew. Great podcast, great listen. I love listening to them. And I was like, okay, maybe I could do something like this. I love talking to people. I love, getting to know people, hearing their stories, hearing their background. So after hearing Jeff's NBA stories, obviously I'm not in the NBA at all, but hearing his stories with Josh Smith, with those NBA legends. I think Kevin Garnett was on there at one point. D Rose was on there. So a lot of just top tier athletes, hearing their stories and hearing their journey from when they were in high school playing AAU to now post career in the NBA and all the stuff that they've accomplished. Like, seeing all that was just incredible. So that's what kind of made me want to get into podcasts. So I reached out to my friend Chris. Shout out Chris, the Roberts family. I love them. They are awesome. They're the best. They're always so positive, always so kind, and they've always been supportive. They always show love to the podcast, always show love, to my CSS, Cello Summer Showdown account, and they're truly family to me, and I appreciate them so much. So yeah, if you're listening to this, I appreciate you guys. So basically me and Chris, wanted to get this podcast going. It was going to be called Takes Ain't Free, and we had everything set up, and unfortunately, we just couldn't get a start on it. I feel like, it was hard because me and Chris, live so far away. It would have taken a lot of time, a lot of effort to shoot these episodes, especially with the busy schedule. It just would have been a lot. But I appreciate Chris. I was kind of like, hey, kind of have to go our own ways, even though I wanted to do this together. Maybe it's best if we go our own ways. Unfortunately, we did. So I was supposed to do it with Chris, and I was like, all right, maybe I can get episodes out faster if I do it by myself. So I ended up going that route. And, at first I was kind of like, maybe I can talk about basketball. So I was like, all right, boom, whatever. I'll just talk about basketball because that's what I know the most. So I bought $25 mics off Amazon, bought a tripod, and got it going. So my first episode was the day before Easter, I think, and I literally sat in my house and just talked about sports. That was it. And I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna go anywhere, like, at all. I need to make interviews. I need to make meaningful stories. So from then on, I interviewed my guy, Omar. Shout out Omar. He's the man. Appreciate him for everything that he's done. He was the first person to come on the podcast, talk about his journey. It was incredible. And then ever since then, I, you know, made 4 more episodes, and then I stopped. I was like, I'm done. It takes too much time. I'm done with it. Then the summer goes by, and people were telling me, hey, where's the podcast? And created a little schedule, who I wanted to interview, and then boom, it took off from there. It was truly a blessing. I can't even believe that, you know, I made 19 more episodes since then. It still feels unreal, but now here we are. So the journey that, you know, I kind of described was that I feel like this podcast really, you know, shines, you know, the light on people, you know, that are normal people. We are just normal people. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast is just talking about normal people doing day-to-day things, playing sports in college, which not many people get to do, but I get to interview, you know, normal people that, you know, aren't famous, that aren't too popular, that aren't A-list celebrities. These are just people that you can relate to, people that you may see in your class, people you may see at the grocery store. Like, these are just normal day-to-day people. And, you know, yes, everyone's journey is different, everyone's background is different, but, you know, this is really what it's all about. It's all about just getting to know people, getting to know their story, understanding one another, seeing the struggle, seeing how you can beat at adversity, seeing how you can, you know, challenge yourself, better yourself. That's what it's all about. And listening to these stories, it's inspiring. I mean, I've met so many great people, and, you know, throughout my life, and when I come to interview them, it feels like, you know, I'm seeing a whole new side of them. Like, yeah, I may have known these people for years, but now I'm really getting to see their journey. I'm getting to see what struggles they had to overcome, seeing what, you know, how they prepare for a game. Like, I get to see all the inside stuff that I normally wouldn't ask them. So it's super cool. And I feel like that's what makes this podcast so special, is because we're all normal people at the end of the day. Obviously people do their own things. People go their own separate ways. You know, people go their own ways of life, but, you know, this podcast just shows normal people doing normal things and super down to earth. A lot of people can relate to that. So the reason why I did this podcast was to just, you know, get to know people, get to hopefully make someone's day better. And these conversations will be online forever. And, you know, hopefully one day I can show my kids, my family, and just, you know, leave an impact forever. Because one day I won't be here. I won't be, you know, making podcasts anymore. Hopefully I'll be up in heaven. But thank you, Lord, for putting me in this position to, you know, be able to speak to people and be able to interview people and all that stuff, man. I really thank God for everything. Honestly, I'm very blessed. But my goals for this podcast are, I want to reach hopefully 1,000 followers by the end of this year. I think that's possible. I'm definitely going to stay consistent. I'm definitely going to, you know, remain consistent. So I want to reach 1,000 followers by the end of this year. I want to hopefully get to 100 episodes. I feel like that would be awesome. 100 episodes would be great. And I want to have more one-on-one conversations with me in the audience. I feel like at times, you know, I'm interviewing people every single week, and I don't just have, you know, you guys don't really get to hear from me. So I want to share some stories. I want to, you know, talk about my adventures, my life a little bit. I know I have my basketball story out there. I have a few other great stories that I would like to share, which would be great for the podcast, and it's going to be awesome. But yeah, so my goals, I really don't have any set goals. I just want to stay consistent. I want to post every week. I want to bring fresh content to you guys. I want to hopefully keep building and keep improving. That's the one thing. I don't want to remain competitive. I mean, how do I say it? I don't want to remain like boring, remain like the same thing over and over and over again. I want to bring different content to everyone. I want to bring different, you know, vibes, different energy, different people, different stories, like different even games like trivia or something like that. I want to, you know, spice things up a little bit. So that's kind of my goal. Obviously, 100 episodes, 1,000 followers by the end of the year would be ideal. And also to get some, like, you know, like NBA players, get some WNBA players, get some D1 college level players. I really just want to expand my podcast, maybe go into the music scene, which I have. Shout out Kelsey. Shout out my boy Momo, DJ 1K. Get into golf a little bit. Shout out Anthony, my boy Anthony. Maybe get into, like, you know, bowling, or get into just different sports that, you know, not many people really know about or really even know what it's like on the physical side and the mental side. So yeah, that's honestly probably it. However, I do have a lot of stuff planned, a lot of big stuff planned. Shout out Donnie, because, you know, he provided me with this equipment. It's truly been awesome too, just to be able to upgrade my podcast now. The audio sounds great, sounds fantastic, and I'm very grateful for that. And that's the stuff that's needed to be able to improve my podcast. I have to keep, you know, making better questions, getting better equipment, finding out ways to edit my videos better. I have to keep doing all that stuff, and I definitely will. But I will give a little preview to my next episode. I have my Shaq story, how I DJ'd, got up on stage with Shaq. I have that. I have every Cavs fan knows Boobie Gibson, the legend. I have a great story about that. You know, I have some other stories of just travel basketball, just life in general. So I have a lot of stuff planned, more athletes, more people to interview. And I'm very excited for that. So you should look forward to it, because I'm very excited to share it with everyone. But yeah, that was like 17 minutes of me talking. But yeah, honestly, I'm sorry if this was boring. I'm sorry if this was, you know, not the best episode, but this is just me talking about why I, you know, wanted to start this podcast, what goals I have, and what I have planned for the next few episodes. So stay tuned for the Shaq episode. Stay tuned for a lot of stuff like that. But yeah, I'm super excited to be present in this moment. I thank God, and I'm excited to have more one-on-one conversations with the audience. I feel like that's most important, is to just build that relationship with the audience. But yeah, that'll do it. No episode next week. Please leave a rating. Please leave a like, subscribe, and share it with friends and family. That would truly mean a lot to me. I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful. And yeah, that'll do it. So this was a little intro, and thanks everyone. I really appreciate you all. Also too, make sure to keep your friends, family close, your loved ones close. Tell them that you love them every single day. I'm so thankful for my family. Thankful for my friends. Thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. And I'm out. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Got a great episode for y'all. Peace.